fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello everybody, this is Stephen Howson. This is the Stephen Howson Podcast, joined as always by our kid. What's happening, son?
Ah, oh, bit of a rush today, innit? Bit of a rush. Watch the game.
So yeah, we've seen United, I think, take a positive result there out of Russia. It was a shit game, but I think the result is positive. No injuries, an away goal. I think it's pretty much as good as it can be. I'm just making sure that we've gone live. There we go, it is live on there as well. So that's happy days. Knock that down just a touch. It was awful. Before we get stuck into the game, and we'll get stuck into you guys in the comments as well, for all of you that are watching. A couple of things I want to mention. If you want to win £100, simply for following me, hit the description, download BetBull. I'll be giving away another £100. We give away £200 so far your account.
Why have I not won?
Because it's not a blag. The guy that hit me up that was watching, what day are we on? Thursday. Yesterday. He was like, holy shit, I've won. How do I claim it? I was like, I don't know. I tell the guy at BetBull, and the guy puts £100 in your account. So I don't know. So I said, and he was an egg as well. I said, listen, sort your Twitter profile out and I can retweet
you. Why is it always with eggs that win the prizes?
I think that's who loves us, isn't it? Better eggs. So if you want to win £100, the link is in the description below. Follow Mr. Stephen Howson on there and you can win £100. It's as simple as that. And also, if you want to win an iPad, there's another link for you to check out as well. And that's for us to help get subscribers on the podcast channel. Once that gets to 5K, this podcast will be going over on there as well. So you might as well go and subscribe to the thing. We're on 1,300. We wanted to get to 1,100 last week. We managed to get to 1,300. Buzzing. So go and subscribe today. You can enter multiple times as well. So once you've followed us, you retweet a tweet. When you go to stephenhowson.com/competitions, and you'll see it on there. There's a list of stuff you can do, and every single one of those things that you fills out gives you another entry. It's pretty sick. And thanks to the guy who sent us that as well. So someone hit us up on Reddit. If you want to talk on Reddit, that link's down there as well. There's a guy hit us up on Reddit and was like, "I know you run competitions. Check this out." And he was right. So cheers to that dude. I'll get your name and I'll give you a shout out in a bit. So we're gonna talk about Barcelona and PSG because that was the maddest shit that I have seen in the longest time. Might talk about the moon landings. Definitely going to talk about United and Rostov. And that is about it. So, what's happening, everybody? In fact, do you know what? I meant to do a quick Snapchat, but I forgot. So, we'll see what you guys are saying in the comments. Swag Jacket's back. Caucasian 50 Cent. Fellaini was excellent. I think it's a Sunday League footballer playing on a Sunday League pitch.
No, he was all right today. I'm
over-egging it for the laugh, but yeah.
Yeah, he created that goal, didn't he? I think... In Rojo and Herrera, best three on the pitch today, weren't they?
I think Mkhitaryan also, apart from that,
There weren't a lot going forward, was there? It was just about not getting beat today and getting a goal.
MUFC Tom in the comments has said the pitch and stadium was voted 99th best in the world, just knocking Anfield down to 100th. I'm amazed Anfield's that high up, actually.
I can't believe that pitch, man.
You lads want to share it as well? We're trying to get 1,000 people watching live. For some reason, I can't see how many people are watching it on that particular stream that I've got it on. Let me just throw it up on a different one and see if we can see. Because it's not showing me on that one that I just had it up on. Old Ball says, good result tonight. Joe Quinn says, football is fixed. It's all about the bookies, all about the gambling. That's a bit cynical, mate, but I am inclined to believe that there's some fuckery afoot at times.
Did you see that? Did you see Bet Victor yesterday? So, you know, when these request the bets, right? So, someone requested a bet. I can't remember the full ins and outs. I think it was Cavani to hit the woodwork, yeah? Messi to score a penalty. And something else to happen. 125-1.
Right.
So, everything happened. And the guy's like, yo, where have we paid?
They said they weren't paying out because it went in when he hit the bar.
No. It hit a post and went out of play, doesn't count. What? Eventually, I think they bowed to the pressure and they paid out.
I'll be outside their office with a sword.
But I think they lost a lot of money yesterday, bookies. Sky said that over 4,000 people backed a request to bet at 80-1.
Oh, shit. I tweeted 10 minutes into it might have been at 2-0, actually. Should have lumped my entire house on over 2.5 or over 3.5 goals. Yeah. And I was standing in the kitchen at half time and I was fucking about. I had no money in my account, otherwise I'd have done it in my betting account. And I couldn't be asked going finding my card to put my details in, so I left it. But I was looking at I wasn't looking at over a crazy amount of goals. I was just looking at the time at Barcelona to qualify, and, yeah, and it was juicy at the time. It might have been like 4-1 or something like that, I think.
No, one of my mates, he texted me yesterday.
Or it might have just been after Cavani's goal.
Before the game, he put a tenner on Barcelona to qualify in 90 minutes, and he got it 12-1. But someone else at work, they put it on it to qualify overall, and that was 8-1. And I think it's not really great, that, is it? When you're 4-0 down, there's only 90 minutes to play.
No, it's
although
not great.
When it was 88 minutes, Barcelona 200-1 to qualify.
Oh my God. And I bet someone put that on, just for a quid.
Yeah, even I bet someone put 10 or 20 quid on it. Easy.
People are saying that the audio is lagging a little bit. Is it? Oh no, it's not dropping when we don't talk. It's a noise gate that we've got on here, so it's done on purpose, because otherwise it picks up the fans. If it's annoying, I'll turn it off. I'll get rid of it. I thought it makes it better. If you guys don't like it, we'll get rid of it. We're a fucking democracy around here. You know what I'm saying? Right, so it's back on. So is it better? Everyone's just saying audio. Fuck me, I am sick of the audio on these live things. Honestly, do you think everything's going to run fucking smooth? It just doesn't run smooth, does it? Is that any better, anybody? Audio is fine most of the time. All right, sweet. We'll get onto the Chelsea game in a minute. So yeah, let's get back onto the Rostov thing. I think Jose Mourinho played a fucking blinder.
Yeah.
He's never played three at the back in 811 games or some shit like that as a manager. Pulls it out of the bag tonight.
It worked, but Phil Jones lost his man for the goal.
He did.
And there was no communication there, because just look at Smalling. Rowo is like obviously dealing with his side. Smalling, if Phil Jones tells him...
You're supposed to have a really intelligent player in a back three. A guy that almost doesn't get dirty. A guy that's like, you deal with that. And he's just looking at the bigger picture or watching from someone coming deep. And who the fuck was that supposed to be tonight?
Well,
Smalling. Supposedly.
We ain't got anyone who plays centre-half, though, that can do that. No. So that's probably on the agenda for summer.
I think a good first-choice centre-half is someone that's really going to improve this team. I mean, I saw a tweet earlier, I think someone was tweeting us on the full-time Devils account that said Jose Mourinho's teams used to just grind out these 1-0s. We've had 8 1-alls and 11 0-0s this year. We're getting there, but we're not the perfect machine, and it's unrealistic to expect that we would be the perfect machine so far, innit?
Yeah, I mean, gotta give him at least 12 months, haven't you?
I think you've got to give managers a lot of time, in all honesty, and I think that's the problem overall.
Once he's had three windows, I think that's a kind of judgment then, and say, well, that's your squad, isn't it? You've had a chance to move people.
Like Klopp is now.
Yeah.
Oh, good win against Arsenal the other day.
Yeah. They don't have a problem beating the top six, apart from us.
Very, I think we need a bit more credit for that. They've beat everyone else up in the top six, apart from us, I think.
We were very negative that first game when we went to Anfield, but we did a job on them, I think. And then we weren't great at Old Trafford, were we?
No, I think the home result was a result for Liverpool. I think the away result was a result for us, and I think that's fine. If you go to your big rivals like that and you don't lose, that's you.
We need to start picking more points up against, like... Well, we haven't really played them, have we?
No, we've got a lot at the end of the season. That's
three
gonna,
in a row, possibly.
And it's going to make or break us, but... You can see it as a problem, or you can see it as the challenge. Mm. And if you rise to the challenge and you breeze through them games, you're going to stroll into that top four with your knob out, and you're going to be like, sorted.
I'm still confident we'll be top four.
I think we will be. I'm interested to see what sort of impact, if any, the Europa League returning has on our form, because our best form came without the Europa League distraction.
It did, but then we've not been playing great the last few weeks.
True.
And we haven't had no Europa League.
True.
But we're still unbeaten.
But we have ground out the results. I mean, yeah, we were shit against Southampton. I mentioned dinner last week.
Yeah.
It was interesting what my mate Alex had said. It was that they planned on putting pressure on Pogba and Herrera to keep them quiet and to try and get them to give the ball.
Yeah, because that's where it comes from, doesn't it? Zlatan's not running the channels.
No.
You've got your width there that he wants to stay wide. Really, well, Martial will stay wide or Rashford stay wide.
Yeah.
One of them
whoever's usually on the right, Matt or Mkhitaryan.
Yeah,
does what they want.
Yeah, so you need some stability from the midfield. And Pogba's your link, isn't he? But them balls he were playing on Saturday, fucking hell.
I think he got stuck in a loop. You see it sometimes. Do you remember what Conor McGregor fought Diaz, right? And he was just, he hit him with an uppercut and he rocked him.
Mm.
And then he was like, oh, hit him with an uppercut again, and I think he just gets stuck sometimes in a loop of just trying the same thing.
I think he's just trying too hard, me. I think he's taking the mantle on to think, like, yeah, I've got to do everything by myself.
Can we get...
He's 23. Well, he's 24 next week, isn't he?
There's 250 watching. Can we get 150 likes straight away off the bat? Can we do that? If you're watching, can you please like the video? That helps more people watch it, and that brings more and more people in. It's all linked. It's all connected. It's all Illuminati secret YouTube bullshit, but it helps. So that's why every YouTuber that you ever watch asks you to like the videos, because it helps with discovery and stuff like that. So if you're watching, please give us a like. It really helps. So, yeah, I think he is trying a little bit too hard, but if you look at some of his stats, his chance creation, his key passes, his take-ons, all of these things. People say stats don't mean everything, and they don't mean everything, but they mean something.
There's key points, though, in certain games where...
His decision-making's not been good.
Like, Saturday, he was just panicking a bit too much. Not panicking, but, you know, it's like when you're playing FIFA and it's like 5 minutes to go and you're thinking, shit, I need to score, what do I do? And you just fucking go all out attack or whatever.
Yeah, then lose. I think he's had a good season. If you look on the Squawker stats, he's their third highest rated player in Premier League. If you look on who scored, I don't know where he is as the whole Premier League, but he's United's best player on who scored. The key stats, the everything about him, like, is high. His output is high. I think the problem is he's not really grabbed hold of a game in a Roy Keane style. He's not really grabbed hold of a game, beat someone and buried it. He's hit the woodwork seven times. If they go in, you know, or half of the chances, I think he's created like 40-odd chances just for Zlatan.
He's scored seven.
Overall, it might be seven. I think it's four in the league or something like that.
But you get him. See,
he's on target. He's well on target.
Mkhitaryan scored seven now. Matt has probably scored about, what, eight or nine. Mm. Marshall, you need more from Marshall. You need more from Rashford, don't you? And you need more from Rooney. But Rooney didn't really get a sniff.
Yeah. I think he'll be moved on, me at the end of the season. I really do.
Rooney? Yeah, I can't see it. Why would you leave him out for tonight?
I think he's going to be playing a part on Monday, to be honest. Which gives us a good segue, actually, to talk about Monday.
He will, yeah.
So, how do you think that's going to line up?
Fucking.
I think he'll go three in the middle. I think Carrick gets brought back.
I think we're going to play our strongest team, definitely. He's not going to rest anyone, because I didn't really see anything from them tonight to think when they come to Old Trafford, I'm going to be worried about them.
I think we steamroll them at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
61% pass completion tonight, and that's not us. We're 85%. We're a fucking high... high quality passing team.
You couldn't do fuck all on that pitch. Turning anything.
What do you make of people saying, like, oh, millionaire footballers should be better than that?
Ah, because you're not used to playing on that, are you? You're used to playing on, like, a car park every week. Don't matter. You get used to certain things. Bobbles go everywhere. If you're playing on that week in, week out, you can adjust your touch to do
We had a better pass completion than they did.
Yeah, well, it was very stop start, wasn't it? Just breaking up. I mean, how many fouls that we committed? How many did they commit? Really? That's not...
Bypassed that midfield, didn't it? Yeah. There was no one able to get the foot on the ball. There was about 8 or 9 minutes in, I remember thinking, I haven't seen a fucking pass yet. Everything's just sort of been a speculative ball. Mm. And then I think we had a bit of a time where we tried to knock it about and just probe across the back five a couple times, and then someone punted a long ball. I think it went out for a throw-in. And I'm like...
You couldn't go down the middle. That was just like classic, like, Sunday league pitch.
Well, that was it. The middle was the worst bit.
Stay out wide, which I think is why you would have gone for the wing-backs to give us that that permanent width. You know, keep it narrow to keep it tight up top.
I'm happy with that, mate.
Do you think we'll match Chelsea then on whatever Monday is?
If we was at home, I would be confident of us winning it. The fact that it's all got to be settled on the night now because of the new FA rules, I think we're going out.
Yeah, to be fair, this is one where you think, you're not really.
But I think it'd be 2-1, 1-0. I don't think it'd be 4-0 raping like last time.
No.
Bayer will be back. I think that makes a big difference for us. But who does he play alongside Bayer?
Well, do you reckon, that's what I'm saying, do you reckon he'll match them and go 3-4-3?
No. Because I think they know it better than we would know it. I think he probably
we haven't got time to work on it.
No time. And that's the issue of Europa League, is there's no time for tactical amendments. I think he felt confident throwing in a tactical amendment against Rostov because they're a fucking pub team.
But
in comparison to Chelsea, I think you go back to what you know, 4-3-3 against a big team. We've played that against all the big teams we've played. You go 4-3-3. You try and match them in the midfield. You tell Marshall and Mkhitaryan that they're more midfield than attack-minded.
And what,
you might even go for Lingard, in all honesty.
Yeah, he probably will.
I think he's going with Rooney, but I would go with Rashford.
What's he using Rooney for? A target man? He's not a target man, is he?
I think he's going to try and play him in between the lines. And
just have a false nine.
Yeah, he's going to look for a Marshall slingshot or a Mkhitaryan bit of magic to get a goal.
They've got three centre-halves, haven't they? So you got Moses. He's not defensive minded.
No.
So he's
got the Alonso's.
He's going to be going for. He's going to be going forward, and then you've got someone like Pedro who's playing up front as well. So you can tell. Yeah, he's going to play. He's going to play Lingard, and he's going to play Mata. You would have thought.
No, I don't know if he will play Mata. I think he could go with Marshall, because I think Marshall running at that Chelsea defence. They've had quite a few red cards, this Chelsea team, I think. I think you can get in at them.
But I think he won't do anything for like the first 60 minutes, and then the last 30 minutes think, right, well, is it now time to get
him? That's where maybe Rashford off the bench might be a good option, but I would go with him from the start. Rashford's best games have been big games, but they've been big games coincidentally, really, because that's just when he's had to be thrown in. You think of City at the Etihad, you think of the Arsenal game. His best performances come with teams that have a high line. When it's a smaller team that sits back and there's no space, Rashford looks like every other centre-forward we've got. Can't find that space. Zlatan's able to operate in that because he's fucking huge. But Rashford works on that last shoulder. A team that's going to play a high line like Chelsea does, that's going to attack us. If we were going to counter-attack Chelsea, that's the way to do it.
But you'll probably,
with Rashford.
But you'll probably then play, because of where Kante plays, he'll probably play someone like Rooney to like make sure that he doesn't get the ball.
Be? Maybe Rashford in the middle with Rooney on the right instead of Mkhitaryan. But Mkhitaryan's probably our best player at the moment.
That's why Buddha brought him off today, to give him, make sure it protect him a bit. Get his first game back from injury, get him some minutes, and then he's ready to go for Chelsea.
I think he'd be big against Chelsea, but then, you know, maybe he would play Rooney as an eight in this. If you go with a three-man midfield, I think Rooney's fine in a three-man midfield.
I would think, though, he's going to play Carrick, because that's why I didn't start him tonight.
Carrick will be his six. So
you've got to play Herrera and
Pogba's always playing, so that's a given. Yeah. You've got to play Herrera for his stats. So how the fuck do you shoe on Rooney, Mkhitaryan, Marshall, and Rashford? It'll probably be Rashford that misses out. That's why I think he'll play Rooney. I think he'll play Rooney as a false nine, to drop into midfield to help out with the numbers. And I think he's going to be looking to your wide men to be your central man, if you know what I mean.
I mean, just thinking of like Chelsea just like to suck up all the pressure and then hit you on a break. Don't matter if they're home or away.
Yep. So I think you go with Luke Shaw and you go with Valencia and you minimise that with pace. You go with Bailly, and I would go with Rojo. I would go with Rojo and Bailly against Costa, and I'd try and get the cunt sent off. Someone's getting a red. That's how I would go with it.
I think you'll play Phil Jones.
Oh, God. With Bailly?
Because I think Phil Jones is more would be more up for like a physical challenge with someone like Costa.
And Rojo. Rojo, love it. Rojo's chubbed up now thinking about it.
It's weird, isn't it? It's good that, you know, you're not thinking, oh, actually, you know that's going to be your set 11.
We do have to think of what options. We have got options. Now, they're not the best options in the world, but they have got attributes.
It might surprise us all and play Fellaini as like that.
As a
number 10. And just like trying to get knocked down for Rashford and Martial to be in behind. You never know.
He might. See, he fucking loves him. Like, we're laughing, but he might.
Yeah. You're right.
He might. If he gets a result, I don't give a fuck. As long as Ashley Young's not playing, because there's no reason for that at all.
That's a bit harsh. I didn't think he did much wrong today.
I don't think he did much.
Well, no one did much, though, did they?
Yeah, true.
He's just steady, wasn't it? Steady, and I think that's why he'll play him instead of Folsu Mensah, because he can probably... Folsu Mensah, for all his attributes, is still going to be erratic.
He is erratic. That's one of his attributes, is that he is erratic.
So... You know, if you're playing someone who's 31, who's played a few hundred games, they've won trophies, they know what it takes to be there. And that's what, regardless of how old you are, mainly you've got to be older to play for Jose.
Definitely. I think no one's going to dispute that.
And if you've got the experience, he's going to put you in. He knows that he can trust you. So And he knows if he asks you, if he asks you to do a job, this is what I need you to do. You will do it to pretty much the letter.
How much has Daley Blind played at centre half this year? It's not a lot, is it?
No, not a lot. He's played a lot at left back, hasn't he? Because Shaw's not been in. He's not really.
Did
played.
He start Bailey and Blind at the start of the season? Was that a thing?
Like, yeah, but he did start Blind because I remember
Smalling was out, Jones was out, or Jones was still unheard of. We forgot about him.
Because I remember the City game when the first goal was it, and the ball went over the top, and Blind's just like completely bypassed it.
I wonder if Blind, he played Blind for his composure against Costa.
That's why I think him. You never know. He might play 5-3-2 again.
I like his tactical fluidity. Yeah. I like that he don't really. He's not like fucking hell. That was one of the things that pissed me off with Louis van Gaal. That he was like, we play 4-2-3-1. Every day, that's what we do,
and we're gonna pass you to death until like you come out,
until you fall asleep.
It's the same like for us, like when we had Van Gaal, teams that come at us, we go and twat them. And like speaking to people, Liverpool fans, that's exactly how they are at the minute.
Very similar, yeah. I think they do it with a bit more.
They've got a lot more.
I think they're a bit more free spirited in that final third, and I think they're a lot more aggressive in that final third. But it's the same principles. Is that when a team attacks, they're set up to capitalise on that massively. But when a team sits back against you, as they're finding out against some of the smaller teams, they have no plan B.
Yeah, they've got no plan B, which I'm not asked about.
No, I don't really give a fuck about them. Be interesting. I'm finding it's interesting as fuck to really throw around. Who's gonna go still? Like, if out of all these managers, because it's someone's getting a bin, because that's just the way this fucking league works, isn't it?
I don't know though.
I still think it'll be Conte. I think he'll win the league and he'll still get sacked.
No, I don't think he gets sacked, but I think
not this summer, but like
he might have something. Like, because
he'll be the first.
Inter Milan rumored to want him, don't they? They're gonna start throwing some money at money.
If he was smart,
Wenger's come and win one. Wenger's got to go. That guy's fucking. I'm sure he's got dementia or something. Like he said,
let's have a fucking Arsenal ripping session.
Yeah,
yes,
let's go. He said,
fucking 10-2.
10-2. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. That's the second highest Champions League aggregate. But you know what he said in his press conference today? We've got the furthest in the last 9 years out of the English teams.
Oh, in the last 9 years?
Yeah, one of the furthest.
Excuse me, three times finalists in the last 9 years.
Or something like that. Something like check his. Get his,
it's probably on average.
Get his comments up. His comments up today from the press conference. He also said that the performance against Bayern the other night was top level.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's what it is. That was like because Graham Durant, Adrian Durant, fucking Graham Durant. Who's that?
I don't know who Graham Durant is.
He's he's. Today's press conference. Just need today's press conference.
Wenger breaks silence as he addresses the fan protests. Yeah. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, there you go. Press conference. Best bit. There you go. 12 hours.
I can't play it.
You don't have to play it. And it just these don't have video, do they?
Yeah, this will be video. It's on silent, so hopefully it's just been transcribed. He batted off questions. Lincoln awaits. We're favourites. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Not be a decider. Look for my image. I can't fucking see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is what he said. They asked him about Barcelona's last night, and he said two main factors of the tab game. Referee and big players. You don't say, oh, it was amazing. Absolutely mongoloid.
But the referee had a fucking big play on that. You tell me, I'm like,
that dive.
Neymar's. Let's talk about Neymar's, right? The first one that he got a penalty for.
I think that's a penalty.
If that's a penalty, right? Because the guy's gone down, he's looking at the ball still, and Neymar falls over behind him. If that's a foul, why is Mascherano's hitting his hand not a foul? That's an accident as well.
Mascherano taking Di Maria out.
Yeah, or the fucking dives of Luis Suarez. Oh, if I was a Paris fan, I would be at fucking Luis Suarez's house tonight with a knife and a fucking hammer. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, that was the angriest dive ever.
Like, oh, God, I've got my neck in that. Like, someone slit his throat.
Oh. Fucking Gary Lineker said he's been clever there. No, Gary, he's fucking dived. And people say it's part of the game. I fucking hate it. I hate it when United players do it. I'm clearly going to be fucking completely biased when a United player does it, and I'll be like, so what, we won the game. But I'm not a Barcelona fan. I'm not a Paris fan. I don't give a fuck about either of them. And I would rather the game was played in the best spirit possible. And that hanging cunt, Suarez, I can't bear to watch that motherfucker happy. So
no.
That broke me, that. Oh, it's fucking fuming. It did,
but that free kick from Neymar.
I'll hold my hands up.
I didn't realise that.
Might be the best free kick I've seen all season. Yeah. It might be for a couple of seasons. There was no noise, was there?
Yeah, I didn't even realise it got in.
Sunk. I was like, what the fuck was that?
There was nowhere else it could... Like, no
fucking
one
unbelievable.
Yeah.
I thought he played well, but he was tainted by the diving. His diving was hanging as well.
That's what they like, innit?
I was getting mad as fuck.
That ball for the last goal, Sergio Roberto. When he's cutting, I'm like, oh, don't shoot, you knobhead. And then he's just...
Right, rattle your head around this, because I know you've retweeted that stat. Barcelona scored 3 goals in the time Paris only managed 4 fucking passes. When Ter Stegen comes up at the end, and Barcelona are sort of setting themselves up and are passing it around just inside Paris's half, there was a couple of opportunities there. I'm shouting at the telly because I'm well fucking mad now because I don't want them to go through. And I'm shouting, fucking lift him! Why wouldn't you just foul someone? There was a few times, wasn't there, that you just hit him about, I don't know, like belly button height, just fucking clean him out. It's going to get 45 seconds while it resets and the whistle's getting blown.
You do it, don't you? They were just panic setting, didn't they?
How can you only complete 4 passes? It was bad, but it had that air of
inevitability.
That had a proper air of inevitability, though, didn't it? That it was going to happen. 6 fucking goals. I was texting Jaden, and I was like,
I seen someone on Facebook, they put yesterday, I fancy 6-1, and I thought, oh, fuck off. No chance.
Well, when Cavani scored, I texted him saying, oh, it's over now, Cavani's back.
See, this is why I don't rate Cavani. Because that other chance, it was a decent save from Ter Stegen, but centre forward,
put it higher.
You've got to do a lot better than that, a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, I was fucking. I had loads of Barcelona fans on me going mad, like I care to be honest. But yeah,
ridiculous. Because I was watching that, and I texted a guy from work. I went, fucking hell, are you watching this? And he was like, nah, turned it over and was watching City v Stoke, and I was like, are you mad? And because he was thinking, I'm a dream team. Got Sane, a captain, and all that. And I was like, oh, mate.
That foot marker up.
Why
City was the first one. City at home to Stoke, the form both of them are in.
Yeah.
That's a napping. And it wasn't even great. I was just like 4-7 or some shit like that. Oh,
yeah, they weren't great odds. There were a few people went from work yesterday. So you give them tickets and that?
Yeah, because you can get free tickets anytime you want.
Well, no, surprisingly not for City games. Can for fucking Liverpool games. All the time.
I was going to do that video when I was going to see if I could get 100 tickets for like a City Southampton or something. Just to prove how fucking easy it is for these
people. I've not even seen how things... But you'd think they'd give them decent seats. They said they were sat like tier 3 right at the back. You're like, oh, fucking hell, great.
Fuck it. So, was it one of the greatest comebacks in sport?
Yeah.
Was it tainted by the diving? Yeah.
But they've still done
it. Is it better than winning it in a final? Nah.
No, you can't. It's not. You've only got through to the quarterfinal.
Yeah.
But,
Solskjaer puts them through in a round of 16. Doesn't have the same ring as Solskjaer.
It's never been happened before, has it? 4-0 down. You were dead and buried. Got to be dead and buried.
It's never been done. But I think Paris sort of set up with the idea that why didn't they play the same tactics in the first leg? You just beat them 4-0.
It's different.
At least try the same thing. It's like
when you go 2-0, but 40 at half time or whatever, or when like United went 2-0 at Southampton.
Mm.
You don't think about closing shop. It's the emotion of the game, isn't it? You go into a game where you're 4-0 up, and you're thinking, yeah, cruising it. We just got to do.
What, even when you rock up at the new camp, there's a job to be done.
Yeah, there is. But you, Paris Saint Germain, they're not a bad side.
No, they're not a bad side at all.
So, Barcelona thumping like Sporting Gijon and all these shit teams like 5-6-1. Yeah, fair enough. You can expect that. But when Paris Saint Germain turn up and they've got like Thiago Silva, you know, you've got that Aurier, you've got Verratti in midfield.
It's a good team. They set up and allowed Barcelona to play.
I don't know if they allowed Barcelona to play because Barcelona was like, well, we've got nothing to lose anyway, so we'll press them even higher. I see how high they were pressing
them. Oh, yeah.
And the work
and
rate...
they have a fucking ridiculously high press anyway. But yeah, you might...
And those red blood cells for that oxygen count that they've got going around there. I wonder where they got that energy from.
Wouldn't like to speculate. Oh, fucking hell. Right, what you motherfuckers saying in the comments? Let's see what you guys are saying. I know. Have you missed us? Or what? What's going on?
I laid like the. You see the post that Neymar put on Instagram? Because I think last week or week before, when it is Rabiot of PSG, and he's like that. And then there's whoever sat on the like physio desk, and he's just like that peace sign probably. So he's like at four, and then Neymar just posted it yesterday, reposted that picture because they must have used it as motivation, yeah, and just like big laughing faces.
Tom in the comments, I think he's having a conversation with someone by the looks of things, because he says he might be, don't really understand how he has to play every game now, not really a good message to go and see your place. Don't know who you're talking about, I'm afraid. Leon and Roma, that sounds like it's going off. It wasn't it 1-1 after about 20 minutes?
Oh shit, yeah.
Tony V at centre mid for Kante, I don't know about that. Like, I think he works perfectly fine on the right hand side because he is so one sided.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what he'd be like as a centre mid. Be interesting. I wonder if they've tried
3-2 it is, Leon v. Roma. They're just scoring.
Both teams score. It's goals.
Genk are beating Ghent 5-2.
How can we beat Chelsea, says Tijuan. What formation? I don't think we're going to beat them. I think we could beat them at home. I just think the way that we are away and all the rest of that
they've had a whole week just to work on that,
and that's why they're dangerous, and that's why they're going to win the league. That and that's what the kicker is.
They weren't great
European
against
football.
West Ham.
We can play 20 games more than them this season.
I hope we do.
I hope we do. Yeah, but that's a half a season more than them. There's a lot of football. How can we beat Chelsea? Score more goals than them. It's a good point, but no. That's something we've lacked a little bit, is goals from elsewhere in the team, goals from set pieces.
Well, no, it's going to be interesting now, isn't it, for the next three games domestically.
So he's missing Chelsea, West Brom, and who else is he missing as well? Borough.
Which is not the worst games to miss, is it?
No, but I can see us going there and getting a draw.
Borough?
Yeah.
They don't score goals.
Yeah, no. That's why I can see us getting a draw there. How do I think we'll line up against Chelsea? We sort of discussed that a little bit earlier, so I'm not going to go on with that one. Is Carrick a United legend? Do you know what? I think there's a conversation to be had there about that, because I think Carrick is a massively underrated footballer.
Yeah.
If you look at the things that he achieved at Manchester United, 3 Champions League finals where he was criminally underrated in all of those aspects. I'm a big Carrick fan. What he does on the ball, you know, he's never been as flashy as Paul Scholes. He's never had that sort of bite like Roy Keane, so I think he gets underrated because he's neither of those players.
Took on Roy Keane's shirt,
which was bold, and for about 3 years a lot of United fans just hated the fact he wasn't Roy Keane. He's not lifted anyone in months, like, this is bullshit. So it's one of those, isn't it? Thomas Baston says we can get it wide and cross it onto Carroll's head. What? We only get Saturday and Sunday to prepare. We won't get Saturday and Sunday to prepare because we'll probably still be recovering. They're going to fly back tonight, I would imagine. Tomorrow, if anything, will be just a recovery thing.
Saturday will be recovery as well, you would think, and do a bit of light training tactically on Sunday. And then what, travel down Sunday night?
How did Carrick play so little for England? Because the media has a massive sway in who gets picked, and that was one of the things that I was always annoyed about with Gerrard. And one of the things that I mentioned on last week's podcast, when I said Gerrard never dictated a game, even in Istanbul in his finest moment, they were shit while he was playing centre mid, and it was only when he was moved off the strikers. If you'd have played the best blend of players, because sometimes the best 11 players, look at that Real Madrid team in the mid-2000s, right? Fucking hell. That was every football manager kid's dream team, with Roberto Carlos and fucking Zidane and original Ronaldo and Figo and Beckham. And are you fucking kidding me? And it didn't win fuck all, right? So sometimes the very best players on paper. Now, you might say Gerrard's better than Carrick on paper, but do you know what? I think you get a better team with a Carrick in it than you do with a Gerrard in it as a team.
I think if you'd have played, probably if you'd have had Gerrard and Carrick together,
that could have worked.
Because I would have thought they'd complement each other well.
I think they'd have complemented each other better than Lampard and Gerrard.
Yeah,
did.
Definitely.
And the fact that Paul Scholes has fucked off onto the left hand side for him as well. Scandalous.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Scandalous.
But it's hard, isn't it?
I said, Owen Hargreaves. Owen Hargreaves was a technically good footballer that had a lot to offer England. He was benched for them two fuckers as well because that was the choice. What's mad is when you think back to England in the 90s and the strikers that we had, and you look back and you go, Les Ferdinand, that guy was sick, right? Didn't get a sniff. Andy Cole, didn't get a fucking sniff. Robbie Fowler, didn't get a sniff. Ian Wright, didn't get a fuck. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Now he plays up front for us.
It is. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I can't be arsed watching England, and the fact that
Jordan Henderson's the captain.
Don't say that. and the fact that, you know, United players always got abused.
Every other cunt doesn't pretend I'm Irish. Yeah. They look like they have a good toff, to be fair, don't they?
Yeah, Northern Irish do, yeah.
And regular Irish.
And Welsh. It's like, any other people are passionate about the country. I suppose other people are passionate about England. I just don't know anyone. Well, I do know someone, actually, who goes home and away to England games.
But who's his support? He's got to be a City fan.
Navi's Bournemouth, actually.
But there you go.
So, yeah, so previously, when you're supporting Bournemouth. But, yeah, he goes part of England supporters club and all that, and I just think, couldn't be arsed wasting my life.
Me and Macola went, didn't we, on... oh, hang on, someone's just dropped us in a diver. Nice one. Rob McPhee, thank you very much, mate. Did we see the Dunfermline Athletic tweet about a Barcelona record? Has Dunfermline held the record? I didn't, but I heard someone mention it in the commentary last night, so I will look it up. But cheers for that, mate. What a guy. Me and Adam went to the England and Scotland game on Remembrance Day last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was on all
of it. And that was interesting. That was my first England game that I've seen at the new Wembley. And I felt like an away fan sat with the home fans. I had nothing in common with all these motherfuckers sat around me getting giddy about England and stuff. And people was just randomly standing up and singing God Save the Queen. And that's hands down the weirdest shit I've ever seen. And I've seen a person shit in the street, right? So that I couldn't wrap my fucking nap around at all. Like, people just... It's an hanging song, for starters. It's the most uninspiring anthem that there's ever fucking been in the history of anthems and songs. And people just standing there with their arms out just singing God Save the Queen. And I'm just like... And then there's a load of people wearing red and white t-shirts to make the shape of St. George behind the goals, which was probably sponsored by some fucking pie company or something. And it was just like, I don't belong here. This is weird.
Yeah, it's not.
This isn't me, like, come on, England. Like, I was almost embarrassed to be there.
You watch like...
Thanks to the FA for taking us.
You watch, like, when... I love it when the Euros and the World Cup comes around, because it's just
I do get into it a little bit then.
It's wall-to-wall footy. But
I was supporting France in the summer.
But, like, England play Wales, right? And it was like a Thursday afternoon or something. And, like, I had a bet me on... Bet365 do that risk-free £50 in play bet. And it was like a draw. So we used to put, like, draw or either team to win. And draw was, like, coming out. You'd end up, like, £150 up or something like that. So I was, like, more gutted. When Daniel Sturridge scored, like, because we was watching it in the canteen, and everyone's like, Joe, going, yeah, going sick. And I just stood there, like, only £16 up now.
I watched it in London at the office, and we was doing loads of streaming with TFR. And I was sat in there, and when he scored, the whole fucking place erupted. I didn't even move. I couldn't find a fuck to give. Yeah, like, I just not bothered. Like, I went and watched... did Adam come with us? I think Adam might have come with us, but I was with... I think it might have been with Gaz, actually. If it was Gaz and Andy Tate or something like that I was watching. Or it might have been Matt. I can't remember, whatever. And I was watching England against Iceland, and I watched it in one of the bars in the Northern Quarter with them. And then when he went out, I was like,
whatever, yeah, I'm not asked.
Do I go Subway? I'm not bothered. And he was like, we had to do a thing for Devils afterwards, and like, I was like giggling a little bit because Andy Tate was dead upset, and I was like, I was almost laughing at how upset he was, because I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Like, what was mad was 2010, I remember. How old was Jay then? Jay was like 4, I think, in the 2010. Was that a World Cup? Was that a Euro?
Yeah, South
World
Africa.
Cup. And I remember my dad had bought him like this little fucking England chair, and he had his England top on and a flag on and a fucking like bowler hat with a Union Jack on it, or a St. George cross. And he was watching the match, and I sat behind him watching him watching the match, and I wasn't even asked, and he was getting like proper into it, and I was like, I wonder when that wears off as a red. And now he's the same as us. He don't give a fuck. Yeah. He's just like,
England on. Like, oh, yeah. What? International? There's an international break coming up.
Yeah, I know. The World Cup, when they make it 48 teams. Have you seen the potential? Let's just throw
Have
it
you
up.
Seen where Euro 2024 is going to be?
Yeah, all over Europe.
No, that's no. Euro 2020.
All right.
Euro 2024 is either Germany, when they've only had a World Cup 18 years previously, or Turkey. So good luck with that one.
Turkey would be fun.
Yeah, I know.
And by fun, I mean not. How will a 48-team World Cup work?
Yeah, it's three, eight... No, what is it?
No, it's groups.
Groups are three, aren't they? The groups are three.
Let's have a look, see if I can find it. Yeah, groups are three. And someone threw in like the top 48 teams and then mixed them up, Joe, like with the seeding, to try and find it. Let's have a look.
It's just money. That's the problem now. It's just to make money.
It's cash, isn't it? How will it work? See if that one's...
Or is it groups of four? 12 groups of four? Or is it threes?
It was threes. So it's about 900 fucking groups. No, that's not it. I can't fucking find it.
Either way, it's fucking dog shit.
Eurosport. Someone made like an example draw and was like, there you go.
Say 16 groups. No, it can't be that many.
No, what was 16? Will it be? Was it 18?
No.
18? No.
No, but yeah, it's 16. No, no, that's
yeah, it's 16, yeah. It is 16. 16 groups of three. But it might be 8 groups of six.
Fuck that.
It's going to be on for about 3 months. I can't find it, but either way, I'm sure like someone said that England would be in with like Burkina Faso and fucking Iran or something, and you're just like,
yeah,
can't nice. Fucking wait for that. Will we go to the US for a pre-season tour?
Is it US this year?
I think there's also a game in Australia, but that might just be a Legends game. I don't think so, to be honest, because of flights and hotels and that sort of stuff. James Lambert said, totally stop caring about internationals. Not sure why, and not happy about it. Used to love it. I think it's because you're a kid and you don't know any better, and then when you get older, you realise it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I was pretty pumped for Euro 96.
Yeah, 96, what? I was 11, isn't it?
Yeah, and 98, the 98 World Cup. I was pretty pumped for that one. And then when Beckham got sent off.
And then that, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. And because then in Euro 2000, Phil Neville got chastised.
And in between all that, you had to stand up for your man around Wembley with 7 or 8 United players on the pitch. You're like, are you fucking serious?
And they were shit in Euro 2000 as well, weren't they? They like struggled to get out of the group. I mean, that was when there was a reliance on Shearer as well. And that was his last thing.
That was a mint kit, that though. I had that one. I like that one. He's just got a gym in that one all the time. Alex in the comments says, I'm a huge US
World
MNT.
World Cup 2006, though. That was. Was that
Euros or a World Cup? It was a World Cup, wasn't it?
As we got beat by Portugal, didn't it? It's the winking one. Rooney got sent
off. Yeah, do you remember? Because Ronaldo winked. It had nothing to do with Rooney stamping all over Carvalho's bollocks. That was just. It was because Ronaldo winked, and he's obviously an agent for FIFA, so Rooney was sent off because Ronaldo winked. Like, that was the. And you know why they made it up like that? One, because Ronaldo was a fucking good looking player and he was Johnny Foreigner. But also because they'd spent all summer building Wayne Rooney up because he got injured and he was like Beckham style for 2002.
Yeah, he broke his coming back. Arsenal, didn't he, Chelsea.
So they'd spent all summer like, Rooney's going to be our hero, Rooney's going to be our hero. And when Rooney stamps all over someone's bollocks and gets sent off, they look hypocritical as fuck if they start slagging him. So they're like, he winked! What might have happened, what conceivably might have happened is, Gaffer of Portugal might have gone, they're down to 10 men, don't do anything crazy, just keep it going, and he's gone. Sound, right?
Nice.
Ronaldo did fuck all. Fucking demeaning. Anyway, so Alex in the comments says, I'm a huge US MNT fan. I like international breaks from my country, but nobody else. Now, I get that if you're an American football fan, because domestically, that's creating a little bit of a scene at the MLS at the moment. It's sort of becoming a bit more of a confident league, you know, not thinking that it needs all these old European-based players to come and make it. It's actually creating some of its own stars and getting some good culture built up around it. I think Atlanta in their first season have just got like 30,000 season ticket holders for their first season. That's fucking class. And I can understand most American sports are insular as fuck, aren't they? So when you get a sport like football, soccer, and it's got a national team, because obviously the women did really well, didn't they, recently? Did they win a World Cup or some shit?
Women's football. I know it was International Women's Day the other day, man, but fuck me, that is dire.
But I can understand it as an American sports fan, because you don't get that international stuff. But I think as a United fan that's an England-based, you know, I suppose fan, but I can't bring myself to fucking care, in all honesty. And I don't really know many other match-going United fans who are the same.
I couldn't be asked watching them on TV.
Do you know any United fan that follows England?
No.
I don't. It was always a City thing to do.
I don't know anyone who cares about England. Like, literally anyone apart from that guy, say, who... But I don't even... I only used to work with him, so I don't speak to him anymore.
Remember 2002's World Cup? I was at college. I was in Bar Centro at, like, fucking 7 o'clock for that Brazil game.
I weren't, because no way was I getting up that early.
I had a Kevin Keegan wig on.
That's how much you loved it, didn't you? Getting involved there. So you were still banging to internationals up to 2002?
Was I banging internationals? Or
you had
a
fucking Kevin Keegan wig on at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I'm just a silly cunt, right? So I think that explains that. That's probably what I was doing. It's a cultural event, isn't it? It's a social thing. I think I'd gone to the Lake District to my mate Matt. How does this work, right? He was an assistant manager at a hotel at 18. What the fuck kind of pony operation was that? It was a 4-star hotel as well. So
where's that?
It was in the Lake District. It's pretty sick, actually. So I drove up to there, and I just spent like a week up there, because can you imagine the freedom to just fuck off? Mm-hmm. As, it was literally, he phoned me up or texted me one night, and he's like, do you fancy just coming up? And I was like, okay. And then fucked off. Oh, the freedom at 18. Fucking hell, mint.
Yeah, 18. Like another guy, he's gone to watch some rugby, I don't know. Is it Six Nations or something? He's gone watching Wales v Ireland tomorrow. Oh, Saturday. It's a Friday night game, yeah. So he's gone to Cardiff Millennium Stadium. So I would imagine that's a pretty sick atmosphere. But like last month or 2-3 weeks ago, he went to Rome to watch Wales Italy in the rugby, and then he stayed and watched Fiorentina Roma on the Tuesday. He didn't turn up for work for 3 days. Mind afterwards, but
I know all about that.
But
one.
Then he's
no,
like, yeah,
Benjamin.
And then next, yeah, and then next next month he's going Dublin. I think. So I was like, fucking hell.
Not at all jealous.
No, yeah. I'm like, you twat, mate. I've got to go home and put my little into bed.
So yeah, so I fucked off for a couple of weeks. And I remember watching, I think we played Denmark, didn't we? That was when we had Sol Campbell and Rio centre half. That was a good team as well.
Don't know.
I remember watching one game in a pub there, hammered. And I remember watching the one when we got knocked out at Bar Centro at fucking centre. I think it was with Whelan as well, actually.
Oh, I think I was in bed, me. I'm not going to lie. I don't even think I watched it.
Oh, have you seen the fucking state of Farky after that? We missed out. One of our mates is getting married. Is it 1st of July?
I don't know.
Something like that. I keep trying to get him on, because he would be our Carl Pilkington, wouldn't he, if we got him on Wiggy.
Possibly.
How this cunt's a fireman, I do not know. I wouldn't fucking trust him to make toast. But yeah, he had his stag doing Barcelona this weekend. I don't know how many of them went. Looks like quite a lot. And it looked like a fucking messy old do as well. They had him dressed up as a horse. And everyone else's jockeys riding him. And I think they got him a tranny stripper as well. Fuck, he texted me about that. I was like, that's wiggy, that, innit? We stripped him off for his 18th as well, didn't we? That was it. Was it his 21st or his 18th?
Phoenix.
That Chinese gaff in Bridge.
Mm.
There's no way I'd have got naked in front of all my friends and family. I'd have just gone.
His nan and everything.
I'd have just gone. No. How about no? I don't mind getting naked in front of strangers, but not in front of my fucking family. That's just not on. Oh, Bob Sacamano in the comments says Arsenal will finish above United. Will they, though? They still won't win nothing. Missed quite a lot of comments. Stephen O'Leary says, what is the with the coat?
What is up with it?
What the fuck is with the coat? The women won a World Cup.
It's not
in 2015.
Can I just get it out of it? It is not that warm today. I've not really been outside, but it's not that warm.
Are you fucking mad? I had to have the window open in the car before.
I was driving home from work, right? On the motorway.
It's double figures, man.
Don't give a fuck. I seen two cars with the convertible tops down driving down the motorway.
That's,
and
that's
thought,
a bit giddy.
Are
right?
You fucking for real?
That's giddy.
And then
I had to crack the window, though.
I had to go top Ashton, like, Earth's Cross, to go and pick my missus up from her auntie's house. And then someone else pulled out in their fucking MR2s convertible, and I thought,
I think Nobbs who drive convertibles just want to get the top off, though, and it was sunny today, wasn't it? So blinding at OT. Women won a World Cup. The Andy09 says, I hate the word soccer. Do you know soccer is English as fuck? I don't know where it became an American thing to say soccer instead of football. If you go and look back at all the history stuff, for it comes from posh cunts, right? Which is another reason to hate it. You like to say rugger. Soccer is the rugger version of association football. That's where it comes from. It's not an American thing. It's a British thing. It is bullshit, though. This was something I've been doing a lot of reading on today. The Titanic conspiracy theory. You ready for this one?
Yeah, go on.
So the Titanic was a part of three sister ships. One called the Britannic. Or was it Britannica? Whatever.
Britvic.
And one called the Olympic, yeah? And there was three of them made in like 19 fucking 10, 12, 13. The first one, the Olympic, had a fucking accident driving into a Royal Navy ship. Fucked it up all along one side. And because the driver of it, whatever, was at fault, the insurance wouldn't pay out on it. Or the insurance said, yeah, suck a dick, we're not paying out on it. So I imagine that's not a cheap fucking fix. They must have cost like the equivalent of billions to build them.
Yeah, I think I know where you're going.
What?
Oh, go on.
So, supposedly, the Titanic sinking wasn't the Titanic, it was the Olympic. They changed the name as the Titanic was being built. They changed the name of the Olympic to Titanic, and then when they mooched over into to America, the reason it sank was because the hole that they'd ripped in the side of the fucker reopened. But it was planned, apparently, because they couldn't afford to repair it, so they sort of patched it.
Yeah, I would imagine in them days, so trying to repair something like that would have been a lot of money.
Oh my, can you even imagine? Where'd you even start? I mean, get out of the water. What? So it weighs about 120,000 tons. Get a jack.
No, yeah, no one gives a fuck, really. Everything is manipulated, isn't it?
So, what they reckon is that it was planned, and they had ships waiting for them. And in the dead of the night, didn't it, an iceberg? Supposedly, it's been half of this guy's fucking theory has been proved wrong by people, but it's still a sexist theory. Supposedly, the Olympic, with Titanic on the back of it, because now it's just badged up as something different, drove into one of the ships that was meant to rescue everybody, because he was meant to pretend they've hit something, and then everyone would get off and no one would die. But they actually hit something.
So they didn't mean to kill anyone?
No, but then only like 700 survived, didn't they, because they totally fucked it up. But that doesn't explain then. So what became the Olympic ended up like being in service for like 30 years until it eventually... Did it sink or was it just fucked? I can't remember. And the Britannic only lasted like a fucking couple of months, and got sunk because it hit a mine. So a bit of an unlucky fucking set of circumstances for all three of them ships. Uh-huh. Massive though, and if you look at them, they look very similar. They're not identical, but they're pretty fucking similar, and the same length, all of them. So it's an interesting one.
They've ever pulled it up, that Titanic?
I don't think they can they? Cause especially now, this far down.
Too heavy.
But also, I think obviously, you have all the people talking about the conspiracy, and then all the ones talking about why it's just complete bullshit. And they reckon the building of them took 2-3 years or whatever it was, but the fitting out of it took another year. So to swap everything that said fucking Titanic for something that said Olympic...
Bit of a ball,
cost as much as it would have just done to fix the fucker in the first place. Who knows? Wasn't around at the time. No one had camera phones.
I'd love to be in a time machine, me.
It'd be mint, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I don't know where I would go to though.
So you got first place, like Joe Rogan says. Do you go to Hitler and punch him in the dick?
I don't know. I'd probably do something personal though.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll go meet family from back in the day.
Like, yeah, go and see my dad, innit?
Wouldn't you like to maybe find out where your fucking line starts? 1600s, 1700s somewhere.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Well, it'd probably be interesting to prove like this immigration theory, because people who get pissed off with mass immigration, whereas everyone started off somewhere and no one started off being in the place where they do. You just
supposedly all Ethiopia was the cradle of civilization, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads of places I want to go.
We're all brothers.
Some that I don't want to stay on air, but. Like, you know, just to think, because that's what I want to see. I want to see things with my own eyes.
In the top 10 things that I would go and see would be gladiatorial games. That's on the top 10.
That's in the top 10? Nah.
Straight away.
No way.
Straight away.
No way.
Go and see me a guy fucking up a lion with a sword. I want to see that shit.
I'd want to see all the shit that people tell. Like, I'd want to go and see who actually, what happened with the Twin Towers. Do you know what I mean? Shit like that.
All right, but you can't pinpoint where the fuck you need to go for that. Do you go in a week before and start checking on all them empty floors to see if some fuckers put them explosives in?
I don't know. Yeah, no, you'd probably...
Do you sit at the airport in Washington and say, why are you allowing the Bin Laden family to be the only flight that picks people up in the week or in the days when everything's grounded? Because that's a fucking question that needs answering.
He thinks you'd probably go before that, innit? So that Larry Silverstein and be like...
Just go shadow him for a week.
Yeah, more than a week.
Is that him, mate?
Yeah. I always wanted to be like... Do you remember fucking Bernard's Watch?
No.
Don't remember Bernard's Watch?
It was just fucking IMDb, that shit.
No, it's not an IMDb, mate. It's a fucking kids' TV programme.
It'd be on here. Bernard.
Right, basically what it was is this guy, this kid Bernard, yeah?
Oh, did he be able to turn it back?
No, you just stopped time.
All right. It's on IMDb. Everything's on IMDb.
Yeah, that's him. Fucking hell. Yeah, basically, he stopped time.
I don't remember it.
Anyway, I just like the premise of it. Like, you had a watch, you can stop time. So I was thinking, oh, I just used to go in JD and get myself some new trainers or something. Do you know what I mean?
Always on a jack.
Yeah, on a fucking graft, innit? But yeah, I was thinking, like, how cool it would be to stop time. And then you can think, because I think, oh, that was when I was at school. So I thought, oh, if I could stop time, I'll just do my homework fucking 2 minutes before it's due. And then there you go. You'd be chilling.
I wouldn't do it, though, because I'd toss it off. I'd be like, I'll stop time for a bit. Then I'd be like, right, I'm going to go make myself a butty.
Yeah, but you've got all the time in the world. You can stop time. You'd be doing like whatever, innit? You just do it to fuck
with
people.
So what's your top 10 then? I'm going to go see Tupac live.
Yeah, Tupac.
Definitely going to go see Tupac live. I'm going to go watch the 68 European Cup final. I'm going to see George Best live.
All right, so you've already used three there. So go on then. 10's a lot, innit?
Am I in any sort of bubble that I can't be hurt? So am I like in a flying sphere, or am I like, do I walk around like just like a normal dude, so I can be harmed and shit like that? Because I wouldn't mind witnessing D-Day.
No, you can.
But shit was popping off royal on D-Day.
You can be like the ghost of Christmas past.
All right, so I can witness stuff. I can't touch anything. I can just watch. Right. Okay. So
because that defeats the purpose then, doesn't it? Because then you won't be able to actually speak to people. So all right then. So yeah,
well, ghost of Christmas past did.
Yeah, but just say then that you can't get involved with no one, you can't interact with anyone, but you can see events happening.
Okay, so D-Day, Gladiators, couple of sporting events. So I'm going to go 68 World Cup, I'm going to go watch the Babes, I don't know which match. I think the Belgrade one's probably a bit too rum, knowing what you know. I reckon you go and watch another game before that, 56 Cup Final or some shit like that. I'm going to go watch Tupac live, Oasis at Nebworth, something like that. But then I think I'm wasting some bullshit here.
Yeah, but
bullshit.
You're doing a lot of stuff that's like very, very recent.
I'm having a good time, man.
Yeah, recent history. But I'd go like to dinosaurs.
Okay. Well, maybe not dinosaurs then. Maybe
what I see there. Okay. I'd want to go to when
Cro-Magnon, man. When we was living in caves and the motherfuckers were painting with thumbs and shit.
Yeah, I'd want to go to like the Bronze Age.
Listen, you dickheads. You're gonna have an iPhone one day, right? How cool is that? And they'd be like, kill him.
I would want to go to Egypt because they said they had variations of the forms, and to know how they built the pyramids because they still don't know how they fucking done that.
Watching one of the pyramids getting finished off. Do you remember, it was meant to have been smooth white, like perfect smooth white with a gold cap on the top, and over time people just jacked all that white marble and the stone off the top.
And like how like the breakdown of I'd like to see all that. So like breakdown of civilizations happened.
You know, you've got pyramids aren't unique to Egypt. You've obviously got the pyramids that occurred at like Chichen Itza and then the pyramids there, and then you've got the ones in Cambodia, which all appeared at the same fucking time, but obviously in completely different fucking places in the world. Maybe go and check out Antarctica before the ice age.
Yeah,
before the ice got.
I'd want to go and try and find Lost City of Atlantis when that was actually was.
I bet it was bullshit, you know.
Might be, but it might not be.
I bet it was just like Hyde.
No way. No way. I can't remember when I was reading it.
Who's the give me some historical figures that you can't interact with anyone. So
yeah,
you can't
not this time, because then it just gets a bit complicated. Yeah, you can't change anything.
So you can't go and have a word with Hitler and that. Listen.
No, you can't change events, because that'll, you know, have you seen Butterfly Effect?
I think no matter what happens, go and have a chat with Hitler and be like, listen, the Jews aren't all that bad, mate. Just don't be a dick. It wasn't just Jews. It was black people. It was gypsies. It was any fucker, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. If anyone who's not the
and he wasn't.
Yeah.
Weirdo. Bad weirdo.
Aryan.
I reckon you just need to send a freak back, like Jenna Jameson. You take Jenna Jameson with you, and you're like, listen, keep him fucking busy, will you? And then you just tell everyone in Germany, listen, chill out. We're making, you're going to make top cars. Go make cars. Stop building tanks. Stop being dickheads, right? You make mint sausages, good beer, and good cars. Just do that, yeah? Don't kill people. It's not on there. A lot of people died in World War II. A lot of Russians. 20 million fucking Russians died.
That's not good, that.
Who would you try and go and have a chat with then? Who do you think, like someone like Socrates, Plato, Da Vinci?
What was like as an actual like historical figure?
Yeah, I think you got to go and chat to Da Vinci because I think he was on some next level shit. Motherfucker was like inventing helicopters before we had engines.
That'd be an odd one. That'd be an odd one because then I'd think more about recent history. But then you think
Da Vinci's got to be on it. Gotta be.
Yeah.
Do you know that people, you said the life expectancy was like 40 back in the day. It wasn't because people just died at 40. Like, that wasn't the crack. It was because there was so much infant mortality that drags the age down. Because I always assumed, like we said,
people used to be a lot bigger back in the day.
No, smaller.
You sure?
People were shorter. Nutrition and that's helping everyone get taller and heavier. But yeah, people were shorter, but they actually still lived to 50 and 60. That took me ages to figure out, because I was, when you see life expectancy was 44, I was like, oh shit, you just die at 40. And then you're like, hang on, no, that's not the thing. It was like kids fucking died all the fucking time. And that's why the mortality rate was shit. And you're like, all right, no way. Actually, people are living longer now. And we'll probably live to over 100 unless we have some sort of fucking crazy disease or get fucking wiped out by a bus.
Well, yeah, but if buses existed at that point.
Well, no, I mean now.
Alright.
We should probably see triple figures with the medical advancement. People born 100 years ago are living to 100 now, so think about.
Could you be arsed living to 100 though?
Do you know what? I actually watched a really good, really short documentary, and it was, I think they're called. No, it wasn't octogenarians. It was talking to, I think there was three people over 100 about their regrets, and it had like 20 million views. It's on YouTube, so go check it out if you want. And it was really good, actually. And all of them was like really positive, and it was all like, "Are you what are you doing?" And I think the key to it is still being busy and still being asked about doing stuff. I think once everyone you know's fucked off, I think that's when you'd be like, "You fucking kill me." I think that's when it's hard. I think if you've got no... I get sad sometimes when I think about, or you hear about like these old people that are just fucking on their own on Christmas Day and stuff like that, and you think, they might as well fucking die because that's got to be horrible. But when you've got ones that have got big families and things to live for...
Christmas is a fucking manufactured thing, isn't it?
It is. But the reason it exists was a bit of a fucking get-together and a bit of a thingy. We're halfway through winter... We're fucking nearly there. That was the whole purpose of why there's a festival in the middle of winter. Is to just fucking give you something to look forward to and get you halfway through the fucker. That's the whole meaning of... And that's the true meaning of Christmas that has just been buried under by every cunt a load of tat. Yeah. But yeah, I think if as long as you've got shit to live for, I think that's the one. Comment, motherfuckers. Let's see what you lot are saying because we've ignored you for a fucking while there, I think. People saying pyramids. Sanchez is unrealistic. Well,
I'm off to see the aliens make the pyramids. Yeah,
wouldn't it be mad if that's what it was? Do you know, there's a theory that, and it's not a well-supported theory, but someone's suggested it, is that humans are not of this planet. That's why we're different to every other motherfucker that's on here, and that's why we've fucking took it and destroyed it the way we have. It's a sexy idea. Could see it happening. I'd go back and watch a prime Anderson Silva. I think you're wasting yourself there because that's all on YouTube and shit. You can watch all of Anderson's fights, I think, pretty much. Certainly prime stuff. The Ghost of Christmas Past. That's me. Bernard's watch, that takes me back. That was a fucking obscure reference. That might be the most obscure reference we've ever had on here. We've had some fucked up ones.
You know me.
I went to a game on my own, age 10. How old are you? My dad went to a game at 8 or 9, I think. And when he tells me, I just can't wrap my fucking head around it.
When you was 2, or 18 month 2, I just kicked you out onto the back streets. Like, we used to live in Guy Bridge. And go on down the backs and play with the kids. And, like, 2.
No, I didn't.
Why did you get Jasmine get out and play? I was like, no fucking chance. I won't even let her sleep out at anyone's house.
Get locked up now.
Yeah, no chance. Why? Like, you speak to any parents from like our generation. Yeah, it was fine. Like,
well, my nana, right? My nana did it with Jaden, and I fucking hated it. And my mum did it with Jaden. So, like, when they're asleep, they say put them outside because it's good for them to get the fresh air.
While they're asleep
in Drawsden. Fresh, like, it's not fucking fresh. It's cold, but it's not fresh, right? She used to, he did it with Jay all the time. Wrap him up really tight in fucking loads, so they're not cold. They are warm, but they're getting that cold air.
Mm.
And then put them in the front garden. Now, you've seen my nana's and you've seen my mum's, yeah, right? That's a fucking 6-foot garden to a fucking busy street, and you just leave them out there, and like,
no,
that's normal.
Fuck that.
And I'm like, no. I was like, if you want to do that, put them in the fucking back. I'm like, why are you leaving them in the front? This is insane. And then my mum goes, boy, and you's a baby, we had a Terry Street. We put you on the street there. And I'm like, am I even your kid? Like, what the fucking hell?
Yeah, it's like, it's just bizarre. It's like, you know, people who say, oh, leave my door open. Like, don't lock it. Are you fucking mad?
Well, I know you've had someone walk in, haven't you?
Yeah.
Lift your shit.
Tax the car.
Like, obviously, but I've got this knob head down here.
They didn't do nothing with it apart from put some like fucking happy hardcore CDs in. They were driving it around like Crumpsal and that.
I've got this fucking crazy knob head sat down here. Well, he's asleep now, isn't he?
Looks comfy now.
Diesel, he does look comfy. No one chills as hard as him, you know. He's a professional chiller.
I don't know, Lax is pretty good at it.
I threw him in the garden the other day. Yeah, Lax is pretty good at it. And I went to the door, and the postman came to the door, and I thrown the dog out in the garden and locked the fucking door. So I've gone to the front door, and the postman's there, and I'm chatting to the postman, and I just look, fucking dog's over the other side of the road. Well, I didn't think it was him, actually. So I looked over the other side, there's a dog having a piss up the other side of the road. Other side of the road, and I live on a main road, right? So that's a fucking rum road, that, especially at, like, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, oh, there's a dog over there having a piss. And I was like, looks a bit like Diesel. So I finished fucking signing for this package, and I took it in. I went and had a quick look in the garden. I was like, fucking dog's not there. So I come back out to the front, and he's gone like another 10 metres away. He's about 80 metres away on the other side of this fucking main road. So I shout him, and he turns round and I was like, it fucking is Diesel. And I've got nothing on my feet, so I'm like, fuck, what do I do? And I'm like, this main road is a fucking hardcore main road, and he's thick, and he will get run over, because he's got no... He's an indoor dog. He is not an outdoor dog at all. He's got no sense of what's going on with cars and stuff. So I'm thinking, don't get run over. And I'll go and stand in the middle of the road just to stop cars, because fuck the cars.
Yeah,
they'll stop for me, but they won't stop for a fucking little black dog that I'm not going to see. So I run into the road, and I shout him, and he runs off. It's a game now, isn't it? I'm chasing him. Yeah. And I was like, fuck. So I shout him and run the other way for like 10 metres, and then he chases me. So I just stop, and I'm standing in the middle of the road with no shoes on. And he comes to me, and I fucking rugby tackle him and throw him in the house. And I'm like, how's he got out of my garden? But do you know what my mum fucking... And the point of what I'm trying to say is, my mum had a... I think it was like an Alsatian-style dog called Rocky when I was a baby. And she goes, yeah, used to go to work in the morning. And I'd be like, right, out you go with a dog. And you just throw him out. And I was like, and do what? And she's like, just goes out, doesn't he? All day. He said, and then at like 3 o'clock when she was coming home from work... The dog would know and be like in the general area of the street, and then as she would drive around the corner, he would like follow the car and then come in the house. I'm like, that is insane. Like, you just let the dog just roam the street. And she's like, yeah, because he used to live in Openshaw, and they said he was a butcher's or an abattoir or some shit, like right around the corner. At the same time every day, the abattoirs used to like throw a load of fucking bones and meat and like shit. All the dogs from the area just used to go and get bones and then bring them back. And I'm like, are you living in a fucking Disney film? Like, what the fucking hell?
I don't know. It's bizarre. But there was a lot less people, a lot less cars. So shit weren't as busy, wasn't it?
But can you imagine just like... She left me in a street. She goes...
But that's how people like Barry Bennell, like...
Who?
You know, Barry Bennell. The coach who, you know, all that sex abuse that's come out about.
Oh, right.
Got another 8 charges and stuff.
Is that a guy from Stoke?
Yeah. career.
You was at Stoke, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't mean Barry Bentley's. No, I did. I tell you, when we went to America in 95, the year before, because like they weren't academies then. It was School of Excellences, yeah, and there weren't a lot of School of Excellences. So like Stokes was like brand new, and we didn't have a team, so you didn't play against other like professional teams. On a Sunday, we got our manager put us in the Stafford Sunday League as a team, and but the year before did the same, like called it Potters, like obviously Potteries, and they took a team to America, and the coach that he went with, he got done for sex abuse. It's
fucking terrifying.
And that was like 95, but I mean it was on the news, but I don't know how much of it, because obviously I was only a kid anyway. But.
The one that got covered up was Bangers with because that the FA knew, and that fucker went and worked to like four other clubs, didn't he? That's Bangers. Mm. That's where you think, fucking hell, man.
Just thinking about where I'd go to in time, I would definitely go to Praia da Luz.
Oh shit! I'm saying nothing else on that one. Fucking hell! I got lost on some documentaries on that this week. I'll have to send them, you though. Yeah. Oh my fucking god! There's a.
I would definitely be there.
I know what happened. I figured that shit out about 3 years ago. I took about 2 weeks off work and figured that shit off. Not even kidding. That's serious shit. I got deep on it. There's a video that you got to see, and it's a guy who works in America who's a body language and what was the word? Speech analyst, and he's got 100% hit rate. He works for all the different finger police. Yeah. And he works on confessions. He goes, because the stuff that he does isn't admissible. He goes, but normally they're able to deduce what they say happened. He goes, the people will tell you what has happened.
It's just a natural thing, isn't it?
Yeah. He goes, they'll try and hide it. And by trying to hide it, they'll tell you what they actually did and how they did it and all sorts of shit. And he goes, so normally what they do is they'll analyse what's been said. I said, and then him watching it will go and tell the copper, and the copper will be like, right, here's what we think happened, X, Y, Z, with a knife in the fucking billiard room. And then the people are like, yeah, shut that guy. So they get it on a confession. They don't usually hit it up with all the rest of that sort of stuff, and it's like, shit. These three documentaries, they're about 2 hours in total, so I watched them on the train to and from work the other day. They're fucking quality, and you're just like, he's not telling you anything that I think we're on the same page with this. And don't say it on air, because they like to throw a fucking charge out, don't they? But either way, I think we both are on the same page with what we think happened. And this guy basically is like, lays it out for you. And he doesn't use any of that evidence. Show, like they had them cadaver smell, the smell of deaf dogs. Mm. He doesn't use any of that. He's like, I'm not asked about that. Just analysing what they've said, yeah, it tells you what you think happened.
Well, I read a transcript not so long ago about like the, I think it was the initial police interview in terms of the questions that were being fired to them. Have you seen it?
Is this the one where she refused to answer everything?
Yeah, apart from like this,
a name or something.
Something where he said, you know, by not answering it makes you look guilty.
Oh, she goes, yeah, if that's what you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So 48 questions or some shit like that? Yeah. And he goes,
no
says
comment.
It's,
so you might be impacting was finding your daughter. No comment.
One of the things that he says is, he goes, especially in kidnapping cases, is the parents, if they have been involved in any sort of way, he goes, they refuse to believe that they're dead or they've passed away. He goes, so they won't say was, they will say is. Joe, and that is a massive thing. Yeah. And he said straight away they were saying was. And I think that's a massive thing. But yeah, I think you can get deep into that. But I think that's dodgy ground.
I'd use 2 out of 10 to go there. Definitely.
Fucking knew it! Fucking liar. Gary Mull says, 90% of my viewers are retards. Thank God I'm in the other 20%. Good one.
Is this a series?
Do I believe in aliens? Obviously. Right now, whether that, this is a two-part question. Do you think that aliens have visited us? That's two fucking. Whoops.
Do you not watch Flash?
Flash.
Multiverse theories.
Oh, that's shit gets wild. Neil deGrasse Tyson was on Joe Rogan's podcast the other day and blew my fucking mind on many levels. That guy is so smart, you don't think you're the same fucking version of a human as him, because it's just like, knows next level shit. But yeah, do I believe in aliens? Yes. Do I think aliens have visited and got the technology to visit Earth and maybe talk and communicate with us? Not sure. But there's definitely aliens. Check this out for some maths, right? There's more planets, or is it even solar systems? It might be more solar systems, but I think it's planets. In the fucking universe, then there is grains of sand on Earth, right? Wrap your fucking napper around that. And if the chances of life on those planets is 1 in 9, which it is in our solar system, so let's just say that it is across everywhere else, there's 900 billion planets that can hold life or some shit like that. That's a lot of fucking planets that can hold life. They just found 7 the other week, haven't they?
Yeah.
And is it 3 out of 7 are in the Goldilocks thing where it's warm enough? But yeah, we're imparting our thoughts on our fucking planet on whatever else happens in the rest of the universe. How do you know that there's not some shit that operates when it's minus 200 degrees? How do you not know there's some shit that lives in really hot shit? Just because it works for us, no, doesn't mean... And like, look at the variety of...
Like Vin Diesel in... Yeah. What film was that in?
Pitch Black.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at some of the variety of life on Earth and think, like, if there's everything from bacteria to ants to oak trees. Oak trees are a form of life. There might be a planet full of oak trees some fucking where. Is that just because it's... You know, they don't fucking speak and all the rest of that shit. Does that mean it's not life? What if there's 12-foot wasps on a planet? Can you imagine that? Scariest thing ever.
Nah, fuck that.
12-foot wasp? Are you fucking insane?
Yeah, it's bizarre. That's what you... It's like it's so hard to comprehend what is actually beyond our own comprehension.
Did we go to the moon, yes or no?
No. We did probably go, but...
Don't you think it's funny? I mean, this is something they were talking about on Joe's podcast today was... it is funny though, from 1969 to 1973 he went like 7 times to the moon, and since then, you know, we've gone with all the technological fucking advancements that we've had, we just didn't, you know, not even for a weekend, not even bothered to go
don't
back.
Don't fancy fucking having a walk on it again.
Yeah, and they reckon that some of the film that they got back,
well, it's like Neil Armstrong if you spell Neil A backwards. What's it spell?
Alien.
Yeah,
okay. There was also this stuff about the Apollo 11 mission. Was it the 11 that went to the moon? I think it was 11. So they give plaques.
Not the Tom Hanks one, that was 13.
Yeah, that was the only one that didn't land on it. All the rest of them that managed it. They gave out like moon rocks on plaques to like a couple of world leaders. And Neil Armstrong himself, let's see if he's on here actually. He give out moon rock to the Dutch government, and they got it tested.
It's fake.
And it's wood.
Wood?
Yeah, it's wood. So they lied. They painted it grey and fucking give it to them, and they're like, what the fuck, mate? It was, a piece of moon rock was given during a goodwill tour by 3 Apollo 11 astronauts. It was valued at over 300 grand. I don't know why they was valuing it. And it turns out it's in fact wood. Yeah. So that's bullshit. They've definitely faked some photos, but there might be reasons for the photos.
They fake
because
everything, man. Fuck me. They fake the Jules Rimet trophy.
Yeah. So yeah, the World Cup trophy that's in the museum, the National Football Museum, which you've still got to wear white gloves to touch, and you're not allowed to touch it, by the way. There's only one guy's allowed to touch it. It's a hoax.
It's made of fucking lead and painted gold.
Yeah. It's a hoax. It's a legit hoax. But the real one went to Brazil and never came back, didn't it? So, some super baller fucking millionaire type cat's probably got it on his mantelpiece. Like, here's the fucking trophy.
Oh, they would have melted it down, wouldn't they?
Do you reckon?
More than likely.
Nothing on the moon for us to take, no reason to go. That's what they want you to think, Bobby. That is what they want you to think.
Yeah, they're only telling you some shit because it benefits them.
Yeah. So, that's
what the news is, yeah. Basically. All the news is, they tell you all the same shit.
It's fucking garbage. Would you ever see the earthquake in Japan? What, as one of my 10? Probably not. I think I've got better things to do.
Like going to Pray Deluge.
How could I recommend a doc and not actually tell us a name? You got Google, bitch.
My mate's just downloaded the O.J. Simpson documentary.
Oh. So
They're like, do you know, I think there's 6 hour and a half programs, and he's like,
do you know the crime scene photos are online?
Are they?
Unedited. You lot, play along at home. Check this out. So you go, O.J. Simpson. Crime scene.
Simpleson.
Whatever, mate. I've got fat fingers. This is crazy. Like, these are some of the fucking rides that I go on. My Google search history never needs to see the light of day. Check that out.
Fucking hell. That's bangers, that. Like, they're not giving a fuck about the people's families and
clearly
shit.
Clearly not.
Look at how much.
So I've not even there. I've not even typed in anything crazy. They've just gone.
Prints.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson crime scene images on Google. Bosh. There's everything that you need to see. That, when you see a close up of it, there's a big gash in his neck. Yeah, I think if you scroll down, you'll find that. But yeah, that's how they found him. That's a different one. But yeah, look at that.
That's nasty, that.
People bleed out a lot.
Jesus.
So yeah, was that her neck or his neck?
Do you know what they're doing a new series, like, you know what, like Unsolved, that, because that the reason why I was saying about the OJ one is the Cuba Gooding Jr. one was really, really good.
That's why I ended up on that thing, because I heard something.
But
they're doing
an Unsolved Tupac and Biggie murders.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Oh, I seen the trailer. Illy tagged us in that trailer, didn't he, the other day? The one that's out on June 16th.
Yeah, surprisingly.
How fucking much does that dude look like him?
I think he's the one who's going to actually play Tupac in this Unsolved as well.
It's a shame that he can't act for shit. It is like, Tupac was a super fucking charismatic guy with like a real powerful energy. And you look at this guy and you go, oh my God, because he's the spit of him.
Do you know what,
but he's not got the same presence.
I've not watched the trailer because I don't want to, like, I just want to go into it eyes closed. Even though you know his life.
He dies in the end, mate.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to watch the trailer because you do. The thing is, trailers, you piss you off, they put the best bits in it. Like, the last thing I went to the cinema for, like, properly wanted to go to the cinema for, I went to Batman Lego because took a kid to that. But last one before that, I went to straight out of Compton.
Did I go out with you?
No. I went with Mrs.
Did you? I can't remember where I went. I watched it at cinema, though. I watched it at cinema, then watched it at home as well. I fucking enjoyed that film.
Yeah, it meant. And, but you got to go to the cinema for the whole.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you need the music in there. You need the sound. Fucking right you do. Yeah. But yeah, I'll definitely be watching that. I think we should go and watch that 2-part 1. But from watching the trailers, and I've watched, like, I think I've watched 3 trailers of it. The guy is unbelievably the same looking as him. I mean, like, he's even got a smile down.
He's only a young kid, isn't he?
But he's not got the presence. He's not got. He's no.
It's
there's a vibe.
It's
isn't
hard to replicate that. But I suppose that's what actors do, don't they?
Yeah. Logan is fucking amazing, says Jamie. I've seen a few people say that.
Can't be asked with them. I just lost. I lose track with all them X-Men.
How about this for a crime? If a player did a Cantona kick now, what would happen to them? Fucking hell. Well, Cantona got rinsed. I think nowadays you'd probably get.
Yeah, but you only got community service.
Well, no, but you also got banned for 9 months.
Yeah, from the FA.
Yeah, so I think you'd probably get worse now. I think you probably would get worse now. I need money, says my superpower would be make my dick bigger by watching porn. Okay. Bobby says they're gross. Nicole's head is almost gone. Oh, yeah, warning. They're pretty grim. But it is a murder scene, so. No, whatever. Would I see who killed JFK? Says Jodhvir. Maybe, because I think that's probably some fuckery around that one as well.
Have you seen that James Franco series 22/11/63?
That's about that, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've heard about it, but no, I haven't watched it.
The only thing that pisses me off with Hollywood, is that they have to put some love bullshit in there. Do you know what I mean? Like, why do you have to kill? You know, convolute it with that.
Because they want that female audience. I could happily watch loads of films and never see anyone fucking fall in love or anything. I'd happily just see guys just fucking live alone in the woods and be happy with it. But, you know. Right, it's 350 watching. We're going to wrap it up in a few minutes. Can we get it to 250 likes? We're on 197. It's 350 watching. Should really be able to get it to 500 watching, really, in the grand scheme of things. So stop what you're doing. Give us that like and we're going to wrap that shit up. As I said, you can win £100. I mean, literally, just for following me. Ahead of the football special show on Wednesday, you can win an iPad by checking the description. Both of these links are in the description, by following the podcast channel and by doing what the stuff says on that link. If you subscribe on iTunes, please share. Oh, also, if you do subscribe to us on iTunes, can you leave us a review? because we've got like free reviews on there. So it'd mean a lot to us if you can give us a review on there, because that helps with discovery. The more 5-star reviews that you get, just a couple of words about what it's about to let other people know, and that helps us get discovered on iTunes, because that's where it really starts to blow off, once you start getting in the charts on iTunes. Robert McPhee says, cost is too much to go again to the moon. But don't you think it's weird that we're still sending people up to space? We're just not going out near Earth.
They're doing commercial flights to space now.
Yeah.
So it's not that dear.
Yeah, madness. Nothing on the moon for us to take. Oh, we've already read that one. What's my favourite supermarket? Probably Tesco, just because it's more convenient. What's yours? I've got no loyalty to them, really.
Nah, it's the fucking same. They'll all rip you off anyway.
There used to be a Morrison's up there where I was based in the army.
Why is someone asking a question about Asda v Tesco v Morrison's?
These are important things in people's lives.
Do they work at Sainsbury's?
What did O.J. Simpson do? Really?
He was an American footballer.
Nothing, yeah, he was found not guilty.
He's the juice, man.
yeah, he did nothing. He did nothing.
What's the big story about him?
Which
one? There's one main one.
I mean, the latest one's that he just got caught doing armed robbery.
Well, not latest, but that was...
Well, that's what he's inside for at the moment, isn't it? And they threw the book at him and gave him 33 years for robbery, and you're like, yeah, basically just give him what you meant to give him last time around, I think. I think Balotelli needs a shout. What for? Hacksaw Ridge's Mint. I ain't seen that. I do think I might go and see that. I ain't got no time to see it. Would I take Gabby Adini over Zlatan? No. What do I think about Anthony Joshua and Brazil? I think Joshua's going to knock his head off.
It's got to be Klitschko first.
When was the first time we both got drunk? Mine was the FA Cup Final 2016. Fucking hell, how old are you? Please say like 16 or something, because that's fucking mental otherwise. I was about 12, I think, on White Lightning. And it was with my mate, Dave Bannum. He used to live in Oldham. He was a mate from school. He had an older brother that was like 16 or something at the time. So he got some White Lightning. He got wrecked in his loft. And I remember like literally falling over and everything. And never been drunk before. You don't know what the fuck to expect. Yeah. And White Lightning is gross.
Yeah, I was near where my mum lives now. And drunk 20-20.
How old?
Probably, I don't know.
I think I was 12. I think it was while I was in first year at school, but I think it was after my birthday. My birthday's December, so I think it was after then. But it might have been 11 or 12.
I can't remember what it was. That was the...
Did I watch Geordie's podcast about Death Row? Yes. Fuck me, that was powerful. I really hope Brian does more podcasts with guests like that. I like some of the YouTuber ones, as long as they're like a proper big YouTuber with a real story, not just like a kid that's just famous. If they've got interesting stories, they're great. That guy that Brian had on last week was fucking mint. There was a guy that was on Death Row for a rape and murder, and he didn't do it, and he eventually got off because of DNA testing wasn't available when he got convicted. It was fucking quality. I can't
believe the amount of people who get done for stuff that isn't actually them.
How fucking nuts would you go? How nuts would you go if you was locked up on Death Row, and knowing that you didn't do it as well? Like,
did you come to a point where you're just gonna have to accept the fact that fuck all,
not getting out?
Yeah.
But do you then just start going mad on everyone? I don't know. I think I probably would, to be honest. Right, let's finish off what you motherfuckers are. We're 14 away from 250. Thank you. Balotelli up front could work if he's still got a fitness. That's not a serious comment, surely. What about Michael Keane back to United? I think he's been overstated how good he is, I think.
I don't think... No, he's not the type of player that...
Who's Brian? Want. True Geordie. That's his fucking name. Does no one know what he's actually called? He's called Brian. Does no one know his name? United's current squad and fixture pileup makes me miss Chico even more. LVG, you knobhead. Matthew, I was 17, now 18. I had drunk before, not to the scale I did.
Fair enough.
I bet you had no hangover either, though.
Imagine that. We stopped going to the moon because they found a crack splitting the moon in half.
Think about it, a crack in your moon. Do they reckon there's two Earths and the moon is the remnants of one of the Earths because they crashed into each other?
It's just, it could be anything, isn't it?
Who can be the next UFC star after Conor? Is it too late for Wonderboy? I think it is now. That was another draw really at weekend with Woodley. What's Housen's real name? I'm real, mate.
I don't know. Don't know.
I'm real.
His government name.
Yeah, I'm... Well, whatever. Can I stop Statman Daddy from posing with the hand thing he does? No. I couldn't stop him saying Roy Keane wasn't world class, so, you know, whatever. Right, I think we'll wrap it up there. We've done a good hour and a half or so. Thank you guys for watching.
I think he's the FBI, that legendary. Keep saying the same thing.
Was 9/11 an inside job? Yeah. I would happily stake my entire life on some fuckery afoot in that situation. Definitely. Jonathan says, currently sitting in hospital, watching this is getting me going. Hope you're all right, mate. Hope it's nothing serious. Hope no one's had a mess with your ass or your knob. Because that shit, I'm not looking forward to that, man. We're getting real close to having a finger up the bum time, you know, for prostates.
I have to have colonoscopy anyway, so...
Fucking hell.
Don't need that. They're not good, then.
But not feeling that.
Prevention is better than cure, as you say.
How have I got an iPhone and someone's still got to stick an index finger up my hoop? How's that worked?
Don't know.
How has that worked?
Are you going to do... Are you going to Peter Griffin it?
Yeah. Look in my ass. What's Brian's last name? I don't know his last name.
Griffin.
No, not at Brian.
No.
It'd be funny if it was Griffin. anyway, thank you for joining us. As I said, if you want to win 100 quid, follow me on BetBull. The link is in the description below. If you'd like to win an iPad, follow the link in the description below. We're just giving away all sorts of shit on here, aren't we? Including what happened with Madeleine McCann. And on that note, we'll fucking leave it there. Please subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be back next Wednesday, I think, because of the match.
Friday, whenever.
Wednesday or Friday, I'll let you know. Thank you, motherfuckers, for watching. We'll see you in a bit.